to a container carrying content going to a continent. But the question is this: what are the contents in your container?
It is so painful that the people that are dead cannot be forgotten, and the people that are existing are not noticed. A man that carries this fire is a man that sees a need and meets the need and meets the need and provides solution to the need.
The word of God is the fire in your bones. Join Peter Ne Olawande, pastor of RCCG Living City Church, Victoria Island, Lagos, for another explosive encounter with God's word. Stay blessed.
You are here. With your presence and you bless us this morning. Your presence is so strong, man. Your presence is so strong, man. Fresh, wash us. Wash us with wisdom. All eyes go. Wash us with wisdom. 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 Thank you, Father. Oh, Jesus. Father, let me. Wash us with wisdom. Thank you, Father, for your presence in this house. Welcome to church again this morning. This is Wisdom Service. I'm starting a series this morning titled The Wisdom of Jesus. Just got to be probably 14 weeks or so. So I'm going to be taking lectures from your book that has blessed my life. We're going to learn together. This morning I'm starting with number one, wisdom of Jesus. Wisdom is a problem. Jesus is a problem solver. Number one, wisdom of Jesus. Please don't miss any of this wisdom series. It's going to change your life. Number one, Jesus is the problem solver. Jesus is a problem solver. The wisdom of the Lord lives inside of me. Jesus is a problem solver. So when you learn the wisdom of Jesus, you become like Jesus. One thing you have to learn when you grow in life, as you are coming up as a believer, is that whatever you see in Jesus, you do. Whatever Jesus did, you must do for you to become like Jesus. This morning, wisdom will be imparted into you. And the thick cloud, saw presence here. I have seen that Jesus is wise. Jesus is the wisest man on earth. He said, greater than Solomon is there. Solomon was acclaimed to be the wisest man on earth. But when Jesus came, Jesus Christ, when he gave the wisdom of Solomon. Just that. Solomon was the wisest man in his time. When God was going to bless him, God said, no man will be wiser than you. Meaning, God had relegated man to be lesser than Solomon. But at that point, that wisdom could be corrupted. So, there is a need for higher wisdom. So, the Son of Man, who is also the God of Man, came. So, when he came as the God of Man, but he transformed to the Son of Man, so that he can operate at the higher frequency of wisdom than Solomon. Jesus is the Son of Man. Christ is the God of Man. He operated in the higher dimension of wisdom. He has said, greater than Solomon is here. First Corinthians 1:30. Show me that scripture. First Corinthians 1:30.
The wisdom of the Lord lives inside of me.
First Corinthians 1:30. I think I need to start coming to. Can we just get together to go? What of him? Are ye in who? Is he in Jesus Christ?
He changed. He used to be Jesus of Nazareth before. That was when he was Son of Man. But after a while, and he has highly exalted him and gave him a name above all names. That name is not Jesus, that name is Christ. Because anybody can be a Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth. But Christ means the anointed. So you must be Christed with Christ.
Our anointing is not oil, our anointing is Christ. What makes the oil oil is the Christ in the oil. And guess what? The thing that is called Christ is the Spirit of Christ. That's why you can't separate the Holy Ghost from Christ, because it is the Holy Ghost that makes Christ Christ.
What happened to him? When he came out of the water and the Holy Ghost descended upon him like a dove, what was happening?
He became Christ. His pregnancy came by the Holy Ghost. But because he came out as a man, he could not operate in that dimension. The Holy Ghost needed to come upon him physically. So he came with the seed of the Spirit plus the impartation of the Spirit. He went out with the Spirit. So the Christ in Jesus, the of Jesus is what makes him wise. That Christ in his name made him above this place. As Jesus of Nazareth, he was terrestrial. He was celestial. But as Christ Jesus, he became celestial. As Jesus of Nazareth, he was operating in the head realm. But as Christ Jesus, his surname comes first. At the point they were calling him Jesus Christ. They were still trying to represent him from here, but at that time, he changed to Christ Jesus. It's a progression. He started from Jesus of Nazareth. They removed Nazareth because he's not limited to Nazareth. He said to the world, they now put Christ Jesus. After that, he said, no, it's Christ Jesus because it is spiritual before physical. Why didn't take my scripture away?
One of them are ye in Christ.
Jesus. Oh God is made unto us what? Somebody shout this. What is your wisdom? Your wisdom is not in books. Your wisdom is in Him. The wisdom is in Him. Wisdom is a passing. Anytime you read Proverbs, you are reading Christ. Because the book of Proverbs is actually explaining His personality. Let me show you something this morning. Show me chapter heads of Proverbs. Chapter heads. Start on verse 22. Verse 22. Let me show you. Anytime you read Proverbs, Solomon was having revelation of Jesus. Solomon was talking about the person. See? Okay. Let's start from verse 19. Let me say it again. Sorry, that's what I'm saying. Start from verse 19. Give me the word. Can we read together? My fruit is better than good. How come fruit? How come? Wisdom has a fruit. I am the vine, ye are the branches. Show me verse 16. Follow this story. Look at the scripture. Verse 16. By me, please this rule. Who appointed leaders here? Okay, let's start from verse 1. So I can understand. Go back to verse 1. So I can understand what I'm saying. Verse 1. But not wisdom came. Who gave him out? And understanding put forth a voice. Next verse. She standeth in the top of the high places. They represented him as a she. Why did they use us over here? Listen, it takes a she to carry a he. It takes a weak man to carry a man. So it takes a she to carry a he. So they represented him as she because she's pregnant. She's going to bear sons. So she needs to come as a woman because she's carrying the pregnancy of a generation. But she stands in the top of the thesis. How do I know she's the person? And when he was the face, Jesus cried. Is any man test? Let him come. Cry. It is his nature to cry. He has the nature of crying to people. Come. Come unto me. Oh, ye that are led on. And I will let him. It is nature to cry unto people. His assignment is people oriented. By the way, in the places of the path, she cried at the gate. Lift up your hands, O ye gates. At the entry of the city, and be lifted up all the everlasting doors. At the coming in at the door, I am the way. I am the door. So Solomon was talking about Jesus dying on. I am the door. His character is door. Unto you, all men, I come, and my voice to the sons of men, and we shall save men from their sin. Jesus is sent of sons to men. So from Proverbs, he has been calling unto men. Not unto good. Are you simple? Understand wisdom. Are ye fools? Be ye of an understanding heart. Next verse. Therefore I will speak of excellent things, and up your lips shall be light things. For my mouth shall speak truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. All the in righteousness. Righteousness is right standing with God. Only Jesus can bring it to righteousness. So, out of it. Jesus is righteousness. Pass the scripture. Show me 1 Corinthians 1:8. 1 Corinthians 1:8 that already. We are going back here. Just pass this one. 1 Corinthians 1:8. Do you understand this righteousness I'm talking about? 1 Corinthians 1:8. You guys need to be super fast this morning, or else I anoint you afresh. What is this wisdom? What comes after wisdom? By my mouth I speak wisdom, I speak righteousness. Can you see? Let's go back to that Proverbs. Go back to that Proverbs. Where I was. Shall be right things. Okay, next verse. Let's paint.
And the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. They are all plain. For him that understand it, and like to them that find knowledge,
receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than trust God. Receive me, Lord Yemen. When you receive a man's instruction, receive him. I'm showing you Jesus from Proverbs. Next verse.
I'm going somewhere else. For wisdom is better than rubies. All things that may be desired. Not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with great goodness and find out knowledge of the written inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, and the forward bound mind. That is the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. What is the fear of the Lord? To hate evil, hate pride, hate arrogance. What did Jesus say? Come unto me and live and live in. Said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. For I am meek and lowly. It is nature. Say, God, receive the power, proud, and give it more grace to your own. Fear the Lord. Cancel his mind. When he was going, he gave you the counsel to cancel him.
Cancel wisdom.
For by strength shall no man prevail. For those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They are not waiting upon God, they are waiting upon Lord. The difference between God and Lord. And the Lord said to my Lord, He is Lord, He is God. Are you still in church this morning? By me, King's reign.
And princes declare justice. By me, princes rule. And nobles, even all the judges of the head. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early, ask, shall be given. Seek, shall find. Knock, shall be opened. It is character for you to seek.
Seek him out the kingdom of God. Who said it?
Those that seek, it is character to make men seek.
Those that seek me early,
shall find.
The character of wisdom is for you to seek for it.
And Jesus is wisdom.
Next verse, okay. Riches and honor are with me. Durable riches and righteousness.
My fruit is better than gold, than fine gold, and my revenue than a choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness and in the midst of the path of judgment.
Next verse.
I will feel, okay, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Every other thing shall be what? I will feed those that seek me, they shall inherit some. Beginning. Who was in the beginning? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was the God, and God is the Word. Before it was of old, I was set up from everlasting, the lamp that was slain from the foundation of the world. Throughout the beginning, in the beginning, and God said, however the earth was, where there were no depth, I was brought forth. And the Spirit over upon the face of the deep. And God said, where there were no fountain, abounding with water. In that of living water. Next verse. Can you see Jesus? Before the mountain were set to no one else, who said, speak to the mountain, shall move. He saw the one that came, he created the mountains. So he, it's only a manufacturer that can teach you how to operate the material. So he created the mountain, he could command them. And thou shalt say to this mountain, be thou removed. Before the him, I was brought forth. While as yet he had not made the head, nor the feet, nor the eye parts of the dust, nor the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. Somebody say, Jesus. When he set a compass upon the face of the death, that's when the speech was moving upon him. When he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fortress of the deep. Next verse. Have you seen Jesus? When he gave the sea decree that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the fountains of the head, then I was by him. I was sitting at his right hand. As one brought up with him, the word was with God. With God. With God. Can you see? And he was telling the light. I am his love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He loved him. He gave him. I was his delight, rejoicing always before him. Rejoicing in the habitable part of the earth, and my delight will be the sons of men. He has been longing to die for their sins. Say, send me. Let him go and die for them. Send me. My delight has been with men since. Are you still reading Proverbs? Okay, let's continue. I don't know how you read the old Bible. Now therefore, hearken unto me, all ye children. Who gave him order to call you children? You were his son. For blessed are they that keep my way. He has the way. I am the way. Okay. Hear instruction. He said, he that keep my commandments, love me, and I will abide with him, and my father will come and abide. So he has commandments. And be wise. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gate, waiting at the post, those that wait upon the Lord. For whosoever findeth me, findeth life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. In him was life, and life was light of men. It's his character. It's his character. I shall obtain favor of the Lord. Say, come. To the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find favor that is sufficient in the time of need. But he that sinned against me wronged his own soul, and those that and all that hate me love death. I am life. If you reject me, you take death. Paul said, he that believeth him shall be saved, he that believeth not shall be what? Condemned. For God so loved the world, that gives him the blessing. That's why the liberty here should not perish, but have everlasting life. Meaning, for God so loved the world, that gives him the blessing. That's why the world does not believe in me, should perish and have eternal death. Next verse. Wisdom and builded a house. And I'm going to prepare a place for you. In my father's house, there are many mansions. And I'm going to prepare a place for you. If it were not so, I would have told you. It's his character to build. She had in out as seven pillars. She had killed a beast. She had mingled a wine. She had also furnished a table. Let me show you something. Let's ask. Highest places of the city. She had sent forth her maidens. She cried upon the highest places of the city. Whosoever is simple, let him turn in either. As for him that wanted understanding, she said to him, come and eat of my bread and drink of my wine. Only come here. It's his character to give bread and wine. Come, eat my bread. This is my body broken for you. Take this in remembrance of me. Drink my wine. This is my blood. Do this as often as you need in remembrance of me. Only communion in Proverbs. It's his character to give his bread and to give his wine. It is nature. Let me stop. How do you read your Bible? Can you carry that Bible? Say, Father, show me something. Show me. Show me. Show me. Show me. Can you talk to me? Open my eyes to see you. Open my eyes to see. Open my eyes. Open my eyes to see. Open my eyes to see. Open my eyes to see you. Open my eyes to see you. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. I desire an encounter in the Lord. 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 Remazekedimon Shatata. Any problem of Sunday motion. Oh God, open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Show me mysteries in the world. Show me. Are you praying in church this morning? Are you praying in church this morning? I refuse to read Bible like no man. Open my eyes. Show me. Show me. Show me. Show me mysteries in the world. Show me mysteries in the world. Into me, Laru Daniel. Open my eyes. 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 In Jesus' name we are praying. I will teach you one day. I will show you Holy Spirit in Songs of Solomon. Jesus was a problem solver. I just showed you that story to show you Jesus' wisdom. Your success and happiness in life depend on your willingness to help someone solve their problems. Your joy, your success, your happiness in life depends. If you come to church without a pen and a book, you are not born again. It's a waste of time in church. How about this right division? Make it clear. You must come to church with a jotter and a book and a pen. If you don't have one, you are not in this service. No matter how heavy your weight is, you can't retain everything I'm saying. Successful people are problem solvers. Anybody who doesn't solve a problem can never be successful. How do I know this? Doctors solve health problems, right? Lawyers solve legal problems. Mechanics solve what? Mechanical problems. Barber solve what? It's not your problem. What is the kind of problem? Pushing. Beauty problem. That's barbers and hairdressers solve beauty problems. Okay. Pastor solve what? Only Jesus can solve all problems. But that's his spiritual problems, right? What problem are you solving? Jesus solved problems. How do I know this? And he went about all cities and Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. That is Matthew chapter 4, verse 24. Or Matthew 9, 35. Those two scriptures carry. Matthew 4, 24. And Jesus went about all cities and all cities and villages, preaching in their synagogue, teaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing all manner of sickness and diseases among them. He was solving problems. Matthew 4, 24. He was solving problems. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Acts 10, 38. Who went about doing good and healing those that were oppressed of the devil? Jesus was doing three things: preaching, healing, delivering. Anybody who is a problem solver will never lack funds. Successful people are problem solver. Sam is a photographer, is a problem solver. He projects the image of the church. That's why we do my wedding something. And I'm not connected. Because I've solved his own problem. You know, life is in value. Right? You give value, you get value. What problem are you solving? This guy playing the keyboard is solving a problem. He's solving a problem. He's solving a melody problem. He's making this message sweet in my body. So I can share these things. Let me show you a scripture. Show me Psalm 49, verse 4. Psalm 49, verse 4. 49, verse 4. Or 46 verse 4, anyone of you, I've been asked scripture. Okay, can you see the scripture? I will incline my ears to a parable when I will open my dark saying upon the plain of the harp. Revelation comes when there is a music bound. I will incline my ear to a parable, that is mysteries. I will open my dark saying upon the harp. Another version, can I get another version? That's why I use music when I'm preaching. And that was all. I fine-tuned my ear to the sayings of the wise. I will solve life riddles with the help of a harp. Can I get another song? I listen carefully to many proverbs and solve riddles with the inspiration from the harp. Inspiration from the keyboard. It's from the Holy Ghost, actually. But the keyboard helps me to put it together very well. Are you still reading your Bible? Okay. I will submit and consent to a parable or proverb, to the music, to the music of a lyre. I will unfold my riddle, my problem. That's how I use. It's okay. Okay. It's solving a problem. So, do you know what? You get paid for the problem you solve. Your worth is in what you offer. Your worth is defined by what you offer. And guess what? Even in ministries, there are different problems of us. If you want deliverance, go to. Listen to me, people of God. I'm a pastor and redeemed for life. But guess what? I recognize that God has called some people specifically to some assignment. For example, God gave Olukoya that ministry. That deliverance, he has it. One fellowship president from Minilag some time ago went to greet Pastor Olukoya with his team. And they asked him, Pastor, give us money. He said, I don't give money, but I can pray for you. And they prayed for them. As he was praying, the young man removed his trouser, brought out his mouth, and the mouth of the snake came out from it. He slept with a girl in the fellowship. As I heard, again, I'm saying what I heard. And that lady impacted that with the venom of a snake. So every lady the guy sleep with, he transmitted the same. After he slept with that girl, he started beyond fortification. God gave that man that ministry. If I pray for him, he might not. Does that mean I'm not anointed? I'm not sent to it. You must recognize those that are sent. Partner with them. Collabo. You see them do and this one together. You see this one, this one. Collabo. Christian, you must do collabo. I'm not good. talking about the body of Christ, not the hand of Christ, not the leg of Christ. Some of us are hands, prophet. Some of us are mouths, apostles. Some of us are legs, teachers. Some of us are hands, anything you are. It might be anything, but now with the person that have what you don't have. You don't need to be an island. You can do it alone. If you are a teacher, look for a prophet. If you are a prophet, join an apostle. Look for a teacher. And listen, listen, there are different teachers. When you are looking for a relationship, you are looking for she has said, you're bound for the fact that you're a pastor's wife. You're somebody you teach singles. You might not know how to teach them. Support your husband. Cook for him. Is that this generation cook? Is that how you can say? When pastors come, take care of them. That's what you know how to say. But there are pastors who will tell you what to do. They will tell you how to react. They will tell you what to say. They did not study it. God rushed them with it. If you are looking for faith, look for a nickel. In this country, no matter what your pastor is teaching, that person is the portal of faith. Look for success system. Look for somebody in me. He has it. He is not struggling to do it. He's called to do it. Look for only a super animal in him. He's not struggling. That is his seat. Sanctification. Look for the kumuyi. It's not bad. It's his natural life. Look for fire. Look for freedom. I'm not begging. I am not struggling to do this one. You know that's all. Listen. God told me some 2 days ago. He said, Daniel, I have made you a bottle of fire. Anybody that comes is going to catch it. I am not taking to impact it. People look at me and catch it. People, they see my name, they catch fire. Listen, some people see my pictures last week in tongues. It's a bottle. And I'm not trying to impress them. It's a calling. God rush me with it. What problem are you solving? I might not be able to solve that problem. This fire problem. I know I'm called to do it. God said to me, he said, set my sons on fire for me. I'm not. You can't be under me and not be on fire for God. It's an abnormal life. It's not normal. There are portals, men of God. So, people like B.C. Adewale, he has that ministry for that marriage and singles. He is called to do it. You can be struggling to ask him more. But when you people like my Babylon, they are comfortable. Even in the dream, you can write the script. You try to write it, you are cracking your head. It's not your calling. Whatever is your calling, you don't struggle. You know God? Thank God I didn't do the mercy I wanted to study. Even the biology, how we pass is all that help us. How I have the 2 hours there, I don't even know. But put me in this parking ministry, 10 hours and still talking. It's not dropping. It's my calling. My school went on strike. I began to read only Bible. When your school resumed, I can't remember book again. What are you saying? Christopher don't struggle to rap. This is an analysis. He don't struggle. That's why she will win the Africa award. He can't struggle to. Give me now. Me, if I try, I'm trying to. It's my anointing. It's different from my calling. Ability as the ability. Anointing is divine ability. But there is something called the nature of capability. So when anointing meets with capability, it becomes catastrophic. I want to close this service. What problem are you solving? Thank you. Stephen is alerted to some protocol problems. It's an anointing. Just a struggle. He's already telling that no. He's not struggling to do it. Pass on the offering basket. If you have people to pay on time, please just get to God. As I run up. People of God, package your offering, package your tithe this morning, and give to God as it is random. What problem? Until you discover the problem you are going to solve, you end up a poor man. You'll be poor. Listen, some guys don't struggle to gather crowd. Have you observed? They don't struggle. It's an anointing. What is public that the regime is doing? Holy Ghost that the place is filled. What is happening? It's an anointing. Some pastors, no matter their name, they can't preach more than 100 people. Have you observed? it's not their fault. Allah will fool me. See, this is just a small beginning. Me, I know. I carry enough to gather crowd. I know. Somebody asked me, how did you get up to where I am? I said, no flyer, no poster. The crowd gather. Almost 1,000 people gather. It's an anointing. At this my level, God will still increase it. We did WhatsApp group 1 food, group 2 food, group 3. We are doing food beside group 4 again this morning. People are still begging. Maybe I am going to group 10. Somebody said, I was WhatsApp anointing. No, it's all my groups are 256. If you are not there, it's gone. It's not because I want to do it, it's because it's an anointing. If you try to do it, you are not out there. You're not out there. Some pastors are struggling with university. They are not sent. Bishop Oyedepo has built the second. They are starting to talk. They are trying to talk and before. He said, they want to let us to Nigeria. It's not struggling to do. Covenant is best. Landmark. These guys are not struggling to. You even secondary school, you can't do. It's not primary school. It's not your anointing. If you try to fulfill divine mandate in the image of the flesh, you use yourself to do the foundation. Because you are a pastor, so you want to do good man ministry. Who said it's a good man? You will scatter the meeting. You are not going to do it. Maybe some pastors who are their ministries, children ministry, go to children department. Don't do yourself. Because your pastor said you want to lead the woman. It's not in nature. It's not compulsory. What problem are you called to solve? Discover it. If I am a doctor, if they give me, if they tell me what to give to them, I say, doctor, wait. Guess what? If you got a blessing, just die. If that's not the blessing, just die. When it's time to put the church, I'll be canceling. Give the church my hope, I'll still be canceling. No, stop it. I say, wait. It's about to take it 2:22. Maybe it's 4 o'clock or something. I don't know what way you call it that. I don't take drugs. We'll be singing together, speaking in tongues together. They asked me to come and do presentation in Gesta one day when I did PLA. Talk about marriage. You are trying to try this thing, present with slide 1, slide 2. It's not my calling. I don't even want to prepare someone. Stand up on your feet this morning. How we continue next week? Jesus is a problem solver. What problem are you called to solve? How do you know the problem? There is no hope for you. Say, Father, show me the problem. I am called to solve. In the name of Jesus. Can I stop to go this morning? Show me the problem I'm called to solve. In the name of Jesus. Show me the problem I'm called to solve. In the name of Jesus. Show me. In Jesus' name, we are praying. People of God, do you know what? Let me tell you something. Until you discover this, your problem is going to solve. You can't go find life. People ask me, Peter, why are you flying? Why are you this one? You are still a young man. I discovered a problem to solve it. And I started solving it. You can guess the number of followership and privilege to have by the grace of God. It's not because my face is fine. It's because I discovered the problem to solve. Can you put that into? I discovered the problem to solve. You must discover that problem. It started from Jesus' name. His name. And they shall call him. Matthew 1:21. And they shall call him Jesus, but shall save his people from sin. That is the problem to solve. He came to die for sinners. So he wasn't going to be confused about time. His name is Jesus. So we ask you, Matthew 1:21. His name is Jesus. He wasn't confused about it. He knew the assignment he's got to do. He wasn't trying to manage what is the assignment. He's not confused. As
And he shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For what? He shall save his people from their what? He came to die for sinners. It's his assignment. God told me, Daniel, to set men on fire is your assignment. Miracles are additional baggage. By the grace of God, I've seen miracles and I'm still seeing miracles. But my God moves when there's no miracle. As long as your heart is burning for God, I'm fulfilled. Fulfillment is in the assignment, not what people say. People will tell you who you are not. But your marketing scheme is different. Your marketing scheme is based on the problem you are going to solve. If your problem, if what you are going to solve is to be solving health problem, and you are in the ministry, you are wasting your time. May God show you the path. May you know what is right. You will be confused. You will know what to do. Say one prayer time, lift up and say, Father, I refuse to live in my man's spirit. Show me the path. Show me the way to solve. Lift up to God this morning. First of all, God. In Jesus' name we are praying. We are closing this first service. I'm continuing this business with Sunday. By the grace of God. When you are here this morning, you are not giving a letter to Jesus. There's no problem to solve. Because the problem to solve is in Jesus. Jesus is what decides your destiny. Or you are giving your life to Jesus, or you have missed it, you want to dedicate your life, or you don't even know where you are. Lift up your hand, let me just pray with you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Lift up your hand, let me just pray with you. Thank you. Above your head, thank you. Please follow up and just get them cast back and pray for them. Oh, thank you. Can you just take yourself and just come forward, just come forward, just come, just come, just come, just come, just come forward. Don't be shy, just come forward. Just come, just come, just come. Thank you. Start celebrating. After today, you are getting it right. You are getting it right. You are getting it right. No more confusion, no more confusion. You are getting it right. You are getting it right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No more confusion, you are getting it right. No more confusion. Can I get the follow of things so I can get in cancer? So I can begin to pray for them. Say, I'm going to Lord Jesus. I'm sorry for my sins. Today, you pray for me in the first command. I confess you as a Lord and Savior. Come into my heart. Make me brand new. Just as pure as you. Help me discover the way. Help me discover the path. Show me the path to solve. I refuse to live a confused life in the name of Jesus. Come into my heart afresh. Help me. I pray for you. Fresh wisdom. Fresh wisdom. Fresh wisdom. Fresh wisdom. Fresh wisdom. Fresh wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Now that you are saved, congratulations. You're going to feed those cats. I'm going to pray with you. But guess what? Your first gift is direction. God will give you direction.
Second service is starting in 2 minutes' time. It's going to be an awesome time in God's presence. Don't miss that second service. Second service, I'm teaching handling temptations. That's going to be awesome.
Glory to God for another explosive encounter. Don't be hearers alone, but doers of the word. For prayers, counseling, and inquiries, contact us at danielolawande@gmail.com and social media platforms @danielolawande. Stay blessed.